I'm very proud of this little chili plant that I have in my garden, Leanne, and it's got some seriously green chilies that I've been told will turn yellow and will have a very good burning effect.
And now's a good time to, you know, you either dry them on your windowsill, or I quite like to freeze them whole. You freeze them whole and then you just pull them out of the freezer whenever you need sort of a fresh chili. Yeah, it works really well. But, you know, we're sort of starting to head into winter a little bit now, so, you know, perhaps it's a good time to talk about chilies. It's not, you can actually eat them all year round, but they're chilies in terms of from a herbalist point of view are very, very good for you. And of course we've got a lot of research now that backs up their great ability, and they are very bright red, and of course anything that's bright red is a fantastic antioxidant as well. But they're very, very good for stimulating digestion and very good for healing. And they impromptu, it's a very warming herb, obviously, improves blood flow through the body tissue and to the extremities, making it a great remedy for chilblains. If you suffer from cold hands and feet in the winter, it's a great herb to take. And it's also very good, a high source of vitamin A, vitamin C and B complex, rich in calcium and potassium. Now, obviously, you're going to have a lot of chilies to get, you know, a decent amount. But again, good to have these trace elements in you. Very good for your cardiovascular system, actually stimulates blood flow and just your entire circulatory system, very good. And as herbalists, we often will put a little bit of chili or cayenne into any, you know, herbal mixtures we might be blending up, because it seems to increase the effectiveness of the other herbs, because it just increases the circulation around the body.
That's probably why we add a bit of chili to chocolate sometimes.
Oh, brilliant combination. Brilliant combination. So, you know, and you know, just add a little bit to your diet. You don't have to have anything really, really hot and spicy. Or, you know, like you say, make sure you put it into food that you perhaps you wouldn't normally think of, and it can actually just bring out the flavours of them. So chilies for winter, very good for you. I feel